Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Hello guys, how are you today? I hope you are doing fine and stay tuned on my podcast. As you know, it's been a very long time that I didn't update the episode, but I'm so sorry. For the very first time in 2023, I updated again, and that will be something related to Tuval. So guys, previously I have given you the tips for doing, or you know, for being success in doing the test TOEFL, and I also have given you the tips for listening session. And then yeah, now this time I would like to give you the structure tips. Here we go. Okay, back again with me. In TOEFL, we will be faced with three sections of the test. The first section would be listening, the second one is structure, and the third one is reading. This is especially for the TOEFL ITP test. In a second part or second section, we're going to have structure. It consists of 40 questions, including 15 questions with a multiple choices and the 25 questions, it's also multiple choice, but that will be like in a different format. On the first 15 questions, the format would be like the multiple choice question. So typically the reader or the test takers should answer and should find the correct answer based on the options provided. Like for example, there will be like blah blah blah, and then there will be like a missing space, and we should fill it with the correct answer, and the correct answer would be like provided in the options or in a multiple choices. While in the 26 until 40, the question would be like we have to find the error one. So which one is the incorrect one? There will be like a sentence, and then there will be like there will be like alphabet A, B, C, D, and we have to identify which one is not correct, which one is incorrect. So it's pretty tricky if we don't master grammar well. So we have to be very attentive and careful in doing the test, because it sometimes can be trapping. It sometimes can be so tricky. We see the questions or the sentence seems perfect, but there will be like something or just one that is incorrect in 26 until 40. And you know what? We just have a limited time for doing it, for completing the test, especially in section 2. It's just 25 minutes. So you can imagine that in less than 1 minute, we have to finish one question. So you guys have to be very hurry in doing it. But you also have to equip yourself with enough knowledge or abundant of knowledge of grammar, because you know, it's about grammar. And if you have prepared the grammar and everything and every exercise well, I'm sure that you're gonna pass it with a high score, because probably just a little bit different with other section. If you master the grammar very well, that's gonna be very helpful for getting a high score in TOEFL test. So guys, yeah, probably not much that I can share. It's just like a general description of the second part in section 2 of the TOEFL test, ITP test, I mean. I hope that everyone who's doing and struggling to get the TOEFL score would be passing the targets. I mean, whatever the targets they set. Like for example, if they have a high target, like more than 550, that's probably great. But you know, as we see that for the linguistic students or English department students, there will be more expected to get a higher score than just 550. I'm sure everybody can do it as long as they prepare it well. And for your information again, I do believe too that the psychological state is important. Before we have a test, make sure that we are keeping our mind peaceful, not to worry yet, not to relax, because we just have to set our mentality, our psychological state to be ready for doing the task, because sometimes it can be so pressing. You know, if it's too pressing for somebody, there will be like a messy. I mean, if they're comfortable and they're feeling comfy during the task, though they got difficulties doing the task, I'm sure that's gonna be different with someone who is really pressed in the task. So during the test, I mean. So managing our mentality, managing our psychological state is also important. We have to be very stable and be careful in managing our emotion, mentality, and psychological state. Alright guys, I guess that's all that I can share. I hope you can do the test very well and pass your target, and you can do better as long as you prepare it well. I'm sure that everything needs preparation. As long as you prepare it well, very well, and you're keen to do it, I'm sure you can pass. Thank you for listening my podcast. I hope you are doing well once again. Thank you. Stay happy and healthy. And then wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Bye bye.